Kate Radio. Afternoons with Aaron. Our previews continue. Fall sports previews here on AM 1450. We're going to talk New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva volleyball with head coach Annika Peterson. And Annika, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Now, before we break down this year's Panthers squad, how many years have you been the head coach of New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva?
This is my ninth.
Your ninth year. What have you enjoyed the most in a 9 years of coaching a varsity volleyball?
I think just the kids that we've had come through the program. They've been a really great group of girls and are always very fun and competitive and want to succeed. So they're always trying to give their best and work hard for the program and really care about those younger kids coming in and trying to teach them what it's all about.
Annika, I know last year was a different season with COVID. Talk about what the volleyball team was able to get in and how things went. Again, we know it wasn't a smooth season for volleyball whatsoever, but talk about how things went for the Panthers last season.
Last season was pretty interesting. I think everyone kind of had somewhat of the same story. We, unfortunately, when we were allowed to get going for school ball, we for the summer, we had to shut down basically the, I think, second or third day because we had a COVID case and were unable to continue for summer. And then when COVID was up, then the gym was shut down, so we really only had 2 days that we were all together. Then when the fall rolled around and they had decided and made the decision that they were going to push volleyball to the spring, I had a incoming junior decide to go in for meniscus surgery to repair her meniscus, and then after probably a week after she had had her surgery, the state high school league had decided that we were going to play in the fall.
Oh, wow.
So we were missing out on a starter that we had had, but everyone else was able to participate. And but you know, after not having a summer, it just kind of takes things just a little bit to get back, not only into shape, but just to get back into the swing of things, of some normalcy of having practice and just getting back into game, game-wise, and like understanding what the expectations are. So it just took us a half a second to get our feet underneath us, and that's a little difficult in the Gopher Conference. You know, you have powerhouses like Waterville and Medford and Faribault BA, so it's a tough conference to compete in. Last year we went 3-9 just because we couldn't have any of those out-of-conference games to try and make our schedule just a little bit easier for us. But again, great group of girls. I had a great group of seniors that had graduated last year. We are really excited about who we have coming back and what our program is going to have to offer this year. We have 13 girls on varsity, and out of those, six of them saw court time as a varsity player in their career. And so we're very excited about that. And we've got some kids playing big positions that have had lots of game experience. So we're just excited about the crew that we've got coming in, and they're very competitive and scrappy, so they're going to want to fight for every single point. So we're excited of who we have.
Annika Peterson, head coach, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva volleyball here on Kate. And Annika, who was the player? You said she was a junior, had a repair on her meniscus. So she's going to be able to play her senior year then this year?
Yep, Sophie Stork is an outside hitter for us, and so she got some freshman varsity time and then was a starter for us as a sophomore and then missed out on our junior season. But she will be back with us for her senior year, and we're excited about that. And then Aaron Jacobson is our other outside who got varsity time last year. We've got Bree Erke and Sarah George in the middle. We have Hallie Schultz as a sophomore setter coming back for us after playing last year. We have Reese Martin and Bailey Erke both coming back in and are going to play some right side for us. And we have Sydney Schultz as a libero who got some time last year as a defensive specialist. And we're excited to have her in the back row for us full time. So we've got a good crew coming in.
Annika Peterson, head coach of Panther Volleyball. And Annika, you mentioned, again, the powerhouses in that Gopher Conference. Some of the teams you mentioned, like Waterville, Legion, Morristown, we know they're always good. Do you expect that the same teams that have been the dominant teams to be the teams to watch for again this year?
Absolutely. You know, Waterville graduated extremely senior-heavy. They were very dominant last year with Torin Richards and Kylie Pittman and that crew. But their JV was extremely solid. BA just seems that they've always been a contender in the last couple of years, even with Franz being gone. Medford's been very competitive in the last couple of years. And then now we're adding four more teams to the Gopher Conference, and one of those schools is Canyon Wanamingo, who has had a lot of success in the last couple of years, too. So the Gopher Conference, you got to show up and want to compete every single night. It's not going to be an easy game, so you have to be ready for every team you're going to play.
Now, you mentioned Canyon Wanamingo joining. Who are the other three teams that have joined the Gopher?
Jadensville, Waldorf, Pemberton, JWP, Triton, and Randolph.
So the Gopher just got a little bit better. Always a good conference. And like you mentioned, four new teams making up the Gopher Conference this season. Now, Annika, when it comes to rival matchups or biggest matchups, what are some of the matches that your team always circles on the calendar and says, this is going to be a good one? We got to be especially ready for this matchup.
You know, I think one of the favorites in the last couple of years has been Blooming Prairie, just because it seems like in the last how many, we've had them twice on the calendar. Usually they take one away from us. We get one back from them. And then usually one of the matches always goes to five sets. So that's usually one that is always a team favorite for us. But again, like you said, with the Gopher Conference growing this year, you only play every single team once because we are up to 12 teams. So, yeah, they're always a team favorite to play the Blossoms.
Last year, the team was not able to play, like you mentioned, a non-conference games or have tournaments. Does New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva have a good number of tournaments on the schedule this year?
We have three this year. We will be going to St. Peter, Tri-City United, and USC. So we'll have three tournaments between the start of school and I think October 2nd is around our last one.
Going to be busy. And as a head coach, you'd rather have plenty of matches, and I'm sure that the players don't mind matches over practice either.
Right. They are perfectly fine with playing more games than practice.
Annika, anything you want to add before we let you go?
Again, we're just really excited to get in the gym. We have our first game tonight against Alden Conger, and then next week we will be at home against TCU. So if you're able to, come out and support the girls. It's exciting that we will have fans live back in school sports.
Annika Peterson, again, the head coach, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. And Annika, thank you so much for the time, and good luck this season.
Thank you so much.